Tunisians are struggling with an economic crisis. There is a shortage of basic goods. Food prices are increasing and people purchasing power is increasing. The shelves are empty. There's no sugar, no vegetable oil, and many other goods disappear from supermarkets and grocery stores. This crisis is not new. We have to say for several months, Tunisians have been struggling with the food crisis, I want to say, but the president has continued to deny the existence of a real crisis, blaming speculators and political opposition for the lack of essential goods. And now during the last week, Tunisians have faced a new shortage, a shortage of petrol. And it was almost the first time that the government mentioned the global crisis, but still hiding the fact that the country is facing an economic and a financial crisis. But there is anger also in the street for many other reasons.
That's what I wanted to ask you, Professor, because the way you talk, it seems to mean that the protests are motivated mostly by the economic crisis. But yet the protesters, some of them have been chanting against the current president. So is there a political tune to the protests?
Yeah. The fact is there's two kinds of mobilization. There are just demonstration of political parties. There were two on Saturday, the Salvation Front, for example, and the Free Desturian Party, which are both opposition parties. And the popular mobilization, as you have seen in the popular suburb of Tunis, where clashes with the police, and there is also mobilization of families of missing migrants, for example, in the city of Tarsis in the southeast of the country. So there are two kinds of mobilization. The political parties are demonstrating for sure. I mean, the economic crisis is an argument. This is a real argument and a strong argument, but we cannot blame everything on the economic crisis. The main challenge, at least for the political parties, is the parliamentary election scheduled for December 17. Now, the financial and the economic crisis could be fatal for President Kais Saied's plan, even though the referendum he organized on July 25 gave him a head start over the opposition.
There was this new constitution. How come it appears the crisis is continuing? Are the people not satisfied with the constitution?
Yeah, the fact is that the president gets the majority on the new constitution, the majority of the vote, but the majority of Tunisians stayed home. They didn't even vote for the constitution. So people are somehow destabilized with the economic crisis also. And even I think that for the legislative elections, that the people will not go for vote. So even after the elections, I'm not sure that will be a stable political situation in Tunisia.
Professor, thank you so much again for your insight. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.